Hello and welcome to the North Coast Section Division 4 Championship game here. Hello, everyone. I'm Nick Mattis. And my side, my right-hand man, Jeff Woodworth, and the third member of our team, Michael Barrelbelt, is on his way, stuck in traffic. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is going to be a real good ball game, everyone. I got to tell you, 11-1, Marin Catholic Wildcats coming down from Marin County, taking on the Cardinal Newman Cardinals, 11-1. Both teams with convincing victories in their first and second round games, and here it is, one step away from going on into the state final, the regional championship next week. Jeff Woodworth, you're a Cardinal Newman alumnus. You're going to keep it real level tonight, right, my man?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've talked to the bosses back at the station, and all journalistic credibility may be tossed out the window for this evening.
Well, that's great. That's what we do here. We give it to you straight, no chaser. We're going to, what we see, we're going to call. So let's start out talking a little bit about the Rancho Cotati Cougars.
Mm-hmm.
The Cougars did it last night. They went down to Las Lomas. They played Las Lomas. They were at Ocalani's High School, and they pulled off a minor upset, I'm going to say, a minor upset. They were the number two seed. Las Lomas was the number one seed. They knocked off Las Lomas 7-0, scoring late in the fourth quarter to capture the North Coast Section Championship Division 3. So congratulations to the Rancho Cotati Cougars and Coach Garrig Hoteling. They're going to have to wait till tomorrow morning to find out when their next game is, the site, the opponent, the time. I'm hoping it's on a Saturday night, because this Saturday night special thing's been working out well for us, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, that was a defensive special, a defensive matchup yesterday. I saw a video courtesy of one Michael Barrelbelt on Twitter of a Jack Reese's game-sealing interception. Just a good synopsis of the game overall. Bad weather played into that. I'm hoping for not more of the same tonight. I'm still hoping that this offense is able to appear despite the weather.
Yeah, Coach Garrig Hoteling will join us here starting in the second half. We'll get his thoughts. Really appreciate Coach Garrig Hoteling coming down and talking a little bit about that game yesterday. But let's go ahead and start talking about this game, because this is a huge game. Division 4 North Coast Section Championship. Marin Catholic's Mazi Moyet in his 10th season as the head coach. And this is the ninth consecutive season that the Wildcats have been in this exact game here, the North Coast Section Final.
It's a school that's just developed a tradition of reaching the NCS Finals. The standard is the standard, is my favorite coach, Mike Tomlin, likes to say. Works for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It also works for Marin Catholic. It's also going to translate for Cardinal Newman. Any chance I get to bring it back to the Steelers, you know I will.
You know what I'm wearing tonight, right? You looked over at me right now.
I saw that ugly jacket.
I am in the 49ers colors tonight. I'm really proud of the red and gold, and they're going to take on the Ravens this Sunday morning, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I think that could be a Super Bowl preview, okay, but we'll find out. But Marin Catholic came in here. They knocked off Kennedy in the first round of the playoffs 52-0. And then last week in the semifinals, they just barely got by with the exact same score that the Cougars won last night. Marin Catholic defeated Ocalani 7-0. And that got them here into the dance tonight, one game away from the regional championship. And then that makes you one step away from the state playoffs. So, Marin Catholic, I talked to Mazi Moyet before the game, and we're going to go ahead and run that interview with Mazi right now.
This is Nick Mattis at Santa Rosa High School for the North
nice
Coast Section
warning.
Division 4 Championship between Marin Catholic and Cardinal Newman. I'm with Marin Catholic head coach Mazi Moyet. Mazi, congratulations on getting here. 11-1 on the season. You had a real tough semifinal game last week against Ocalanis. What'd you take out of that game, Maz?
Well, first of all, happy to be here. And out of that game, you like to win any way you can. You know, at the end of the day, a win's a win. We think having a competitive game, late in the season is important. So going tonight, if we're having a close ball game, we sort of know how to feel in that moment. And hopefully that game will help us out down the stretch.
That's a great point right there, Moz. Nothing better than experience in a close game. Tonight we've got some elements, Moz. I don't know if your team has played in this kind of rain or in this cold weather yet, but what would you say is going to be the recipes for success tonight for the Wildcats?
Do the little things well, you know, line up right, block, catch the ball. We got to hold on the ball, you know, tackle. The elements look okay. It's starting to come down a little more as time goes by. But, you know, if it really starts to dump, it's going to hinder the passing game for sure. So whoever runs the ball and plays best defense, you know, is going to have advantage.
Yeah, I'm going to think the turnovers may be a big thing in this game here tonight, Moz. You know, Moz, one last question. Do you guys have the right equipment for games like this? You know, this is tough for a high school team. You come out here, it's a little slippery, a little wet, a little cold. How does that work? I just was curious about that.
You know, we just do the best we can. You can't make more of it than it is. You can't play in this kind of weather unless you play in this kind of weather, or practice in it unless you are actually in it. So, you know, we've just stuck with our routine and you know, stressed the important things on taking care of the ball and, you know, not having long sleeves, stuff that guys could grab, and just trying to keep our bodies dry as possible when we're not on the field. So do the best we can there, and maybe change the t-shirt at halftime and give it a whirl the second half.
Yeah, your ninth consecutive year here in the North Coast Section Finals. Good luck tonight. Mazi Moyed, Marin Catholic Wildcats, thank you so much. This is Nick Mattis for the Game of the Week on KSRO.
Thank you, Nick.
My pleasure, Moz.
Pleasure meeting you. Thanks for finding me, man.
Let's see if I can turn this thing on.
Okay, welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. We're at Ernie Nevers Field tonight for this neutral matchup here. I think that's a cool thing when they find a neutral field for Marin Catholic and Cardinal Newman. Really tough night, cold, rainy. Right now it's not actually raining too hard, but we're expecting it to pour at any moment. A couple of more recipes for success that Moz and I were talking about. He wants to force Cardinal Newman to execute. Limit their penalties. He feels that's what happened last week against Aquilanes. It killed their momentum. Focus on the little details. That'll help the big details take care of themselves, and that makes the process clean. So I like that. Now joining us, the third member of our team, Michael Barrowball. Good to see you, young man.
Good to see you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, good. I know it's tough out there. The traffic's real bad, but Jeff Woodworth and I, we're holding down the fort till you got here. We're going to let you get a quick thought in, and then we're going to send you down there to get the referees' names and maybe a little quick interview with Paul Cronin. But what's your thoughts tonight?
Expect a lot of running. You know, team, they're not going to throw the ball. Marin Catholic runs the ball a lot anyway. Their quarterback is just a freshman. So don't expect a lot of scoring. Expect a defensive battle, just like Rancho Cattati last night. And Marin Catholic. Marin Catholic's defense has been unbelievable this season, all year long. Not just last week, but all year long. I don't expect a lot of scoring. Maybe 14-7, 14-10, 7-3. I mean, it's really going to – I don't expect a lot of scoring at all, unlike the last time these two teams met. Cardinal Newman's got to get off the schneid. 0-3 against Marin Catholic over the past 6 or 7 or so years. So this is a big game for Cardinal Newman and for Paul Cronin, most likely, because I know he wants to beat Marin Catholic so bad, and this would be the perfect time to do it. He's the higher seed. He has a chance to get a great seed in a NorCal bowl game if he can pull this one off tonight.
Yeah, great summary right there, especially about the defenses, because Cardinal Newman, in their 11 victories, has 5 shutouts. And 3 out of their last 4 games have been shut out. I mentioned to you they've won both their first and second round games here with shutouts. They have a wonderful defense, and that's the strength of their team. They've got only allowed 37 points in 12 games. The one game that they lost to McClymans, and McClymans is a fantastic team, guys. I don't know if you know much about McClymans,
yes,
but they're
the Oakland
3-time
section.
State champions in a row. Okay, so losing to them, and that was the only loss in that game. McClymans won 19-7 against Marin Catholic, the only blemish on their record. So that's really a tough opponent. And, again, they're going to go to the state, and who knows, could they be 4-time state champions in 4 consecutive years? So we'll see how that plays out. A couple of players that we're going to look at for Marin Catholic, and we want you to listen for them because we're going to be calling their names all night long, I'm sure of it. And that's a couple of defensive linemen they have. They're going to go to one of them, number 77 there, Jamar Sekona, is going to go to USC on a scholarship. And number 7, Gianni Gelotti, excuse me, he's going to be a walk-on at Notre Dame. So those two guys are definitely going to rule the trenches. And Paul Cronin said to me, Nick, I think we're going to have to run away from them. I don't know if we can challenge them up the middle, but we're going to force them to pursue and see if we can use our speed and athleticism to get around the edge. So
yeah, and I would expect maybe a couple trick plays on both sides. You know, it's going to be slippery out there. You have Versus thrown in there. You could have the defense fold for some big plays.
Yeah. On offense, they've got running back Mateo Perez. He's just a junior. And this is a great story about Mateo. He was actually their starting wide receiver last year. They lost their running back, and he took over last season and had an excellent season as a sophomore. Now he's back as a junior, and he's got almost 2,000 yards rushing. So he's definitely the catalyst, 5'10", 180 pounds. He's not a big guy, and he's super fast, but I wonder if the field might slow him down a little bit slippery tonight, Jeff.
Well, we've touched on this in the past where it doesn't matter if it's high school, college, or the league. If anything in the postseason, it's about run game and the defense. And so if those two things are clicking, then you should be good to go. And I know that Marin Catholic has both of those rolling, and so does Newman.
Okay, well, let's talk about their offense a little more. We've got their quarterback. He's a sophomore, number 6, Michael Ingracia, 6'1", 180 pounds. He got dinged up a little bit last week, and they had to bring in Gavin Cook for a few series. Gavin Cook may be the person that we see come in if Michael Ingracia cannot play. He got dinged up, and he's got a big heart, Maz says. He steps up when needed. He's a playmaker. But Gavin Cook was actually the quarterback last season. He also plays defensive back. When he's not going to play quarterback, Gavin's going to be in the slot as a slot receiver. Excellent player. He had an interception last year in the championship game, so it's going to be fun to watch him. And I think, you know what, my feeling is in this game that it's going to be about turnovers. I really feel that way. You know, both teams have not played in this type of weather yet. It's wet. It's raining. I think holding on to the football and not having any fumbles, any turnovers, giving the other team short fields, I think that's going to bode well.
Nick, I'm watching Jackson Pavitt throw passes right now in warmups, and I'm seeing a lot of these balls kind of wobbly, not the tight zip that he's accustomed to throwing it with. So that's going to be something to watch as we move forward. That ball is going to get greased. It's going to be tough. I just watched another wide receiver drop a pass. So I'm going to start to lean with Michael's assessment that this is going to be a game that's won and lost on the ground. And luckily for Newman, you have your catalyst in your run game, your quarterback Jackson Pavitt, and then number 4, Shay Moran, who I think we've touched on this also during the season, is quite possibly maybe 1A, 1B with Rankin out of Rancho Cotati.
Yeah, I agree with you. Those are excellent players. And it's funny you brought up Jackson Pavitt, the senior quarterback, because I asked Maz, what do you think the strengths are of Cardinal Newman? And he started out, and I believe this is the truth, is Paul Cronin. Paul Cronin is an excellent coach. I'm going to say he's the best coach here in Sonoma County. We have a lot of great ones, but Paul's right there at the top of the list. I think his resume stands for it. But the senior quarterback, Jackson Pavitt, is definitely a strength for the Cardinal Newman team. They also have a great defense, and their special teams. Giancarlo Woods has returned kickoffs. So let's take a break here. You know, tonight's game is presented by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas. And we're going to take a first time out. When we come back, we'll take a further look at the Cardinal Newman Cardinals.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School for the North Coast Section Division 4 Championship, the Cardinal Newman Cardinals and the Marin Catholic Wildcats. I'm Nick Mattis, along with Jeff Woodworth and Michael Baribault. We're breaking it down here before the opening kickoffs, about maybe, looks like about 8 minutes away. The teams have come out onto the field. They're warming up. We were talking a little bit about the Cardinal Newman Cardinals, coached by Paul Cronin. A wonderful season, 11 wins and one loss. Their only loss on the season was to Liberty, 17-13, and Liberty's an excellent team. They're in the open division, I believe, and Marin Catholic was undefeated in the Oak Division this year. Their first two playoff games, they knocked off Tennyson 56-7, and then last week they shut out the Piner Prospectors 49-0 to gain the berth here in this North Coast Section Division 4 championship. When you're looking at the Cardinals, I think you just pointed out two of their star players. Shane Moran, he's a two-way player, leading tackler on the team, rushes the football. We kind of compare him to the Diesel, but he's a little bit of a newer model. He's a junior, so we've got one more year to enjoy Shane Moran, and tonight he's going to be a very big part of the offense, guys. I got to tell you, I expect him to carry the rock 20 times minimum in this game because he's the type of runner that can bust some tackles. He holds onto the football, and he can gain 5 yards on almost every carry, so we'll see if that holds true.
He does a very good job of absorbing contact when he's hitting that next level, and what's really scariest about him is the fact that he is only a junior, so it's now imagining what he's going to do next year as a senior.
Yeah, this is a great experience and a stepping stone for him, and I'm sure he's hoping that there's one more game, Michael.
Yeah, and for people that were on the Cardinal Newman team last year, how their season ended with a coin toss last year, that's so much motivation just right then and there. And there were a couple players on this team. One of them is the quarterback, Jackson Pavitt, who was on the team 2 years ago when they lost to Marin Catholic in this very game. So you know there's a ton of motivation on that Cardinal Newman team with how their seasons have ended the past 2 years.
Yeah, Pavitt's thrown 70% completions this season, 28 touchdown passes. His QBR rating, guys, 121. That's unbelievable. I mean, he's just a great player. A couple of other offensive weapons that the Cardinals have will be Zion Nunnally, and Nunnally's averaging 20 yards a reception. Giancarlo Woods, I mentioned that he's already returned kicks 3 times all the way to the end zone. And then Justin LaFranchi, he's another player that's a really good little receiver for them. If we switch over to the defense, Shane's brother Zach Moran's a very good linebacker. Jared Doolittle, 6'185", both those players are about that size. But Hunter Grannis, fellas, when we did the game against Rancho Cotati, Hunter was not in the lineup, and he's back and doing well. He 7.3 tackles per game, leads the team in tackles. So it's going to be fun to watch him cause, number he's a senior this year. And then Santino Azevedo, a freshman, guys. A freshman on varsity, 6 tackles per game, 5'11", 170. That's pretty impressive, a freshman on varsity. I got to tell you, there's not many of them. And when you're doing it playing for Cardinal Newman, you got to be super, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's going to be a really big player to watch. How he reacts in a game like this, playing in the elements in a championship game against, I would say, Cardinal Newman's arch rival, at least in football. I don't think it's Montgomery or Rancho Cotati. I think this is their arch rival.
Yeah. 3 shutouts on the season for the Cardinals. They're only allowing 10 points a game. So their defense is very good, along with Marin Catholic. This is going to be a real slugfest. Don't expect a lot of points on the board unless there's a possibility of turnovers. Now, turnovers could really turn this game upside down. Again, guys, I want to get your thoughts here because I really believe first team to 20 would win this game. Somebody could score 20 points tonight. That might be the recipe for a victory.
I see a game in which it's going to be on the ground. You're going to see a lot of clock killed. You're going to be a focus on possession. There's not going to be a lot of big explosive plays through the air. If they are, it's going to be doing the guys losing their footing on a slippery turf monster.
And watch for bad snaps as well. If they're taking it out of the pistol, the shotgun, bad snaps could be the leading cause for turnovers in this ballgame. And field position, I would like to see who has the better field position throughout this ballgame, because if you have to drive down the field less yards, it's going to be a huge factor in scoring points, not just by scoring touchdowns, but by kicking field goals as well. Both teams have really good kickers.
Yeah, and for Cardinal Newman, Ethan Collarbourne, Horn is their kicker. 55 out of 58 this season on PATs. 7 for 13 in field goals. I was a little bit surprised about that. But his longest is 50 yards. I don't know if he'd be able to get one off today on that with the elements, but I'm glad you brought up the field goal kicking, the kicking game, because the kicking game is going to be super important tonight. The field position could be the key to victory tonight.
And another thing, when you score a touchdown, extra point isn't automatic, especially in this type of weather. So don't expect 7 points on the board, even if you score a touchdown.
And we've seen our we've seen our special teams woes throughout the season here. It doesn't matter which team you are, the special teams bug will hit you at some point. So the lefty right here, he's got a boot on him if he could kick it for 50 yards. Again, in the rain, that remains to be seen. But this is definitely a game where you need to put the points up on the board. It doesn't matter if it's 2, 3, 6, 7, 8. You need to get them when you can.
And I wonder if teams, Paul Cronin or Mozzie Moyad will shy away from kicking extra points. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see whoever scores first. Do they go for two and try to avoid the kicking game as much as possible?
Yeah, that's a great. It's good. This is going to be great, guys. One step away from the regional championship, two games away from going to the state, and all the hard work that the boys and the coaches have done to get here. And it's on KSR tonight, KSRO tonight, guys. Brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas. The referees for tonight's game, the head referee is Roy Hammond, back judge Larry Doss, a home sideline judge Ron Ruiz, and there's a good friend of mine. Good to see Ron here. Visitor sideline judge Doug Caber, and the umpire Ron
Killingsworth. Ron Killingsworth.
Okay. That one was a tough one, Michael. Appreciate that. And I got to tell you guys, we need officials for all sports. If you want to become an official, it's a great opportunity to stay involved in sports, and you can make a couple extra bucks doing it. So, please, we need officials. Again, congratulations last night to the Rancho Cotati Cougars knocking off Las Lomas 7-0. We'll find out tomorrow morning who the opponent will be, where they're going to play, and maybe if they're going to be on a Saturday night, we can see if KSRO can't bring one more game to the area here. So.
And the CIF playoffs are so interesting. NCS, you can predict for the most part, you know, where you're going to be seated. CIF playoffs are so hard because you have so many different teams from out of the area, head-to-head matchup, strength of schedule. Cardinal Newman, the winner of tonight's game, may not host, even though they probably should. It's all randomized. Strength of schedule, rating, it's so hard to predict where these teams will end up. So Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, will be very interesting. I can't wait.
In a conversation with the CIF office earlier this week, I essentially got the explanation and the belief that this is high school football's equivalent of the college football playoff with this regional coming here. You want to win your conference, you want to win your section here, and then see what it can happen.
Okay, well, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we're going to have the opening kickoff.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy. So you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see what you think. Or better yet, hear what you think. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because if someone in your house is telling you,
geez, turn that down, don't you think it's a little loud?
They should be telling you to call Kenwood Hearing Centers at 789-9191. 789-9191. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because the sounds of life are too good to miss. Online at goodhearing.com. Goodhearing.com.
For 35 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dental professionals in the Bay Area and beyond. Thoughtfully constructed dental appliances require 90% less chair time to seat, and a huge selection of artistic colors and special effects give patients that one-of-a-kind smile. Marin Orthodontics has a state-of-the-art 3D printer so your dentist can send scans. Ask your dental professional to use Marin Orthodontics. That's marinorthodontics.com. Simply the best.
Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Later, have you seen my legs? I tell me when the boys get here.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School on this Saturday night special on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas. We're getting ready for kickoff here at Ernie Nevers Field in Santa Rosa for the North Coast Section Division IV Championship. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals and their gold pants, maroon tops, and their maroon helmets. Beautiful. I love your colors there, Jeff, huh?
Those are special colors right there. Now, typically, when Notre Dame plays Boston College, one they call that the Holy War. I have since adopted this as the Holy War. Cardinal Newman and Marin Catholic squaring off, the two private Catholic schools in the area, two private Catholic powerhouses, if
you
will.
I like that, the Holy War.
The Holy War.
Very good.
We are moments away from kicking off on high school's equivalent of the Holy War.
We've got Marin Catholic. The Marin County Athletic League, 11-1, came in here. They're wearing white uniforms, white pants, white tops. They have their dark blue helmets on. Is that dark blue we're going to call it? I'm a little bit colorblind there, Jeff. But they're going to take the field. Cardinal Newman coming, taking the field. Right now there's no rain. Field has been wet, though. It's been raining all day. I don't see much drops coming out of the sky right now. We've got the Godfather in there pushing all the right buttons, and we're getting ready for the kickoff here. And I'm sorry to say, but we are sharing a booth with the PA announcer, so if it's a little bit loud, I'm so sorry about it. But under the elements here, I didn't want to be outside.
The show must go on.
There you go. There you go.
Back to receive the kick from Marin Catholic are number 11, Spencer Lauer, and number 3, Mateo Perez.
Kicking off the Cardinal Newman's. Cardinals going from our left to right, the North Coast Section Division IV Championship. Strap it in, 48 minutes to the regional championship. Ethan Collarborn, the left-footed kicker for Cardinal Newman, lining up. Everybody's standing right now, but plenty of seats left, and here goes Collarborn. The kick is driven deep down the field and taken at the 2-yard line. Coming up the field is Laura from Marin Catholic, and he's going to be tackled right at the 15-yard line. First and 10, Wildcats.
And a decent job on the kick coverage there for the Cardinals. You want to pin the Wildcats deep in their own territory, making them start within their own 15-yard line. It looks like they're going to place the ball at the 16.
Coach Mazi Moya had kept his offense on the sideline. They called their first play on the sideline. Now they're coming onto the field. Marin Catholic in the shotgun to start with their sophomore quarterback, Michael Ingracia. Mateo Perez, the running back, in the I formation right behind him. He's going to get the football, come straight up the middle, and he's going to be stopped after a 2-yard gain.
Tripped up by number 23, Hunter Granis, the 6-foot senior for the Cardinal Newman Cardinals, after what appeared to be a gain of 2 yards.
Second down and 8 yards. Football placed right at the Marin Catholic 16-yard line. Make that the 17-yard line. Same formation for the Wildcats. Two receivers right, one tight end on the left. To snap again. This time, Ingracia fakes the handoff, comes up the middle, And after a short gain, he stopped. It's going to bring up third down and five.
And you mentioned Moran in the pregame. Moran and LaFranchi right there teaming up to make the tackle for the Cardinals. Just short of the first down, it'll be a third and six here for the Wildcats.
Third down and six. We'll see if the Wildcats want to throw the football. There is some rain now pouring out of the sky. Very cold out here at Santa Rosa. The Wildcats standing over the ball, not in the huddle. Third down and five, the football at their own 20-yard line. Snap goes to Ingracia, drops back, there's pressure, throws out in the flat, and the ball is caught, but let's see if it's inbounds. No, he's out of bounds.
A great job by number 18 there, Nick Kelly, for the Cardinals, pushing number five, Gavin Cook, out of bounds, so he's unable to get the foot down, and that'll force a fourth down, and it looks like the Cardinals are sitting pretty here to get a punt return.
That was a nice pass by Ingracia. The little touch pass lobbed it out there to the right sideline. The catch was just out of bounds, and it will force the first punt of the game.
Watching how the greased pig is going to affect this game tonight, Nick. I think we just had our first taste of it right there.
Dropping back into punt formation now. The snap is good. The kick is a high kick, taken right up to 50. Coming up the field, a little hole, and he's going to be stopped and downed right at the Marin Catholic 40-yard line.
Giancarlo Woods typically averages about 15 yards a punt return, and he was lucky to get 10 there. But in a game that's going to be determined by every inch of field position here on this slick artificial turf, although it's a turf that Santa Rosa did just replace, I believe, this past year, so we'll be seeing how this holds up in the rain as well.
First and 10, Cardinal Newman, Cardinals, on the Marin Catholic 40-yard line, right here at the beginning of the first quarter. Real tight formation. Jackson Pavitt, the quarterback in the shotgun, hands the ball off. Coming across is Giancarlo Woods, and a great job by the Marin Catholic defense. Wood came across left to right, was met immediately, and there was a lunar eclipse right there.
Giovanni Gelotti, one of the guys that you told us to look for at the beginning of this of the show, right there to make the tackle along with number four, Ryan Dolan.
Second down and nine. We'll give him a gain of one on that.
Moran comes off of the sideline. Pavitt's going to be back there with no backs.
Three receivers left, two receivers right. Pavitt, the quarterback, looking over the defense. Yells out, barks out some signals. Now he takes the snap, looking to his left, and he's sacked. Coming in,
number
unblocked.
Number 14, Tyner. Tyner, nice, with a nice blitz and a sack there, putting Pavitt into the turf.
Nice, came in unblocked, right through the middle of the Cardinal Newman defense. He found a significant crease and came through, and he drops Pavitt for a 8-yard loss.
And if you're the Cardinal Newman offensive line, you got to do a better job of protecting your quarterback. While albeit mobile, he needs more than just 2 seconds in his drop back before he's facing pressure.
Same formation now. Pavitt looking to throw. He throws it out quickly. It's a screen play. Caught, and he's going to be tackled as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Giancarlo Woods caught it, coming left to right. But again, that Marin Catholic defense swarmed him. But this is definitely four down territory, and the Cardinals will stay on the field.
A great job by the Marin Catholic linebackers there. The screen pass saw the Cardinal Newman offensive line get out of the way, so the D-line was able to go jailhouse, and they were able to make the play, stopping Giancarlo Woods.
Three receivers left, two receivers right. Pavitt looking over to the sideline, and now coming onto the field late is the punt team for the Cardinal Newman Cardinals. It won't matter if they take a 5-yard penalty here, so they're going to take their time. Play clock running down a little bit. The ball is at the Marin Catholic 37-yard line. The snap is off. There's the kick. It's a high kick, and it's not very far down the field. It's just very short.
Yeah.
And it goes out of bounds just at the 21-yard line of Marin Catholic.
Giancarlo Woods would love to have that one back, but he kicked it high in the sky, and the wind got a hold of it, bringing it right back towards him.
Both defenses forcing three and outs here so far. Not much field position here for the Wildcats as they start on their own 21-yard line. Their second possession in the game. 8 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. We're at Santa Rosa High School for the North Coast Section Division IV Championship.
And Nick, Marin Catholic started at the 15 on their first drive. This drive they're starting at the 21.
Garcia with that ball, hands it off to Perez, and we're going to see our first flags of the game. And the penalty came in from the back judge.
Flag came flying in. It looks like it's going to be applied against Marin Catholic. Officials gathering together.
Walking them back there a little bit.
And it'll be a holding.
That's going to force them back. And it's going to, they're going to replay it first down, but it's going to make it a first and 20.
At the 15 again. So a second straight drive now for the Wildcats will begin at the 15-yard line. If you're Newman, this is great for your defense. This is exactly where you want to be.
First and 10 Wildcats. Their second possession in the game. Thanks for joining us here on KSRO. The snap goes to Ingracio. He hands it off to Perez, who tries to get around the left corner, and he's stopped after a gain of one.
Swarmed by a gang of Cardinals right there. Number 50, Connor Williams leading the charge.
Ingracio got the snap, and he's so far his workhorse, like we thought, would be Mateo Perez, the junior. 5'10", 180 pounds. Just under 2,000 yards on the season, and he is the workhorse. Ingracia now in the shotgun. That's where he's been all night. Perez right behind him, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, throws quickly, and the ball's caught by Spencer Lohr, and he's going to be dragged down five yards short of the first down.
Number 18, Nick Kelly, doing a great job of sitting back in coverage there, but enough room there for the pass to be completed.
Third down and let's make it a long, second down. It's third down and a long three. Ingracia looking over to the offensive coordinator for the Wildcats. Wildcats lining up over the football. Perez in the backfield. One receiver split on each side of the formation. There's the snap, the handoff to Perez. He comes up the middle. He finds a hole for the first down for the Wildcats.
And number 18, Nick Kelly, sitting there, able to bring him down, but not before he's able to pick up the first down, moving the chains for Marin Catholic. And this is exactly what you want if you're the Wildcats. You want to chew up clock.
Nick Kelly, real active so far. Third tackle, and real quick now, lining up, and the ball's handed off to Perez. He's got the right corner. He's up the field with a significant 10-yard gain. Ingracia handed it to Perez. He went down the right sideline, knocked out of bounds, but not till he gained 11 yards, and he's at midfield.
Giancarlo Woods with a tackle out of bounds right there. We could argue that's a touchdown-saving tackle, Nick, because he's able to round the corner.
First and 10 Wildcats. 6 minutes and 20 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. Thanks for joining us on KSRO, the game of the week by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas. First and 10 Wildcats right at midfield. Ingracia again hands the ball up to Perez, and he stopped cold. The old lunar eclipse right there, Jeff. A plethora of Cardinal Newman tacklers led by Shane Moran, the tackling machine for Cardinal Newman, the junior. Moran in on almost all the tackles, 185, 5'10". This guy's a heck of a football player.
And again, only a junior.
Second down and a long nine. Ingracia looking over for the signals. Now he's got the call. One receiver right, one receiver left. Again, Perez straight up the middle. And again, no gain as he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
A great job of the Cardinal Newman defensive line. Number 50, Connor Williams. Number 52, Miles Wyckoff there to close up the gap, allowing for a gain of not even a yard.
Third down and a long nine. Cardinal Newman defense wants to get a stop here and get the football back. Marin Catholic wants to pick up their second first down on the drive here. Actually, it would be their third, excuse me, and they're taking their time. They're lined up over the football. They don't go into a huddle.
And, Nick, if I'm the Cardinal Newman defense right now, if I'm Cronin, I'm having my DBs press. I want them up in the wide receiver's face, forcing them to beat me, and then forcing Ingracia to beat it with his arm.
Two receivers right. Snap goes to Ingracia. Throws out in the flat. It's caught, but he's going to be short of the first down. Ball goes out of bounds just inside the Cardinal Newman 45-yard line.
And a great
fourth
job.
Fourth down and three.
A great job by number two, Giancarlo Woods, right there to keep his man in front of him, and he's able to just escort him out of bounds before he's able to get the first down.
Mazi Moyes selected to punt the football, it appears, as his punter comes into the game. Javier Martinez in the game, dropping back into punt formation to receive the kick is Giancarlo Woods. He's standing at his own 10-yard line. The snap's a little high. The kick is a nice punt. Giancarlo Woods signaling for a fair catch, and he downs it right at the 14-yard line. Cardinal Newman comes onto the field here for their next possession. 4 minutes and 33 seconds remaining here in quarter number one now. The rain is continuing to fall. Jackson Pavitt, the senior quarterback, in the shotgun. Two receivers left, two receivers right, and Shane Moran in the R formation right behind Jackson Pavitt. Cardinal Newman's defense, very good, allowing under 10 points on the season, forced Cardinal Newman for a three and out on their first attempt possession with the football. Pavitt throws out in the flat, and it's complete, and he moves upfield for a first down.
Number five, Justin LaFranchi, able to get that pass or take that pass past the markers for a first down.
LaFranchi caught the football 6 yards up the field, broke one tackle, and was forced out of bounds right at the Cardinal Newman 15-yard line. Excuse me, 25-yard line. First and 10 Cardinals.
The rain's not only affecting the players, it's affecting us too, Nick. Vision's affected.
Ball goes to Jackson Pavitt. He comes up the middle and nothing there. He's going to be dropped for a one-yard loss. Jamar Sekuna.
You have to do a better job of establishing the run if you're the Cardinals first before you're going to try the quarterback option.
Jamar Sekuna, 6'4", 295 pounds. It's hard to run up the middle against that man. He's going to USC next year on a full scholarship, a 3-year varsity starter. Three receivers right for the Cardinal Newman Cardinals. Jackson Pavitt in the shotgun. Shifts Moran to the left. Now he drops back. A little screen. Moran's got it. And he's got some daylight. He's coming up the field. He's broken one tackle. He's at the 50-yard line. Still on his feet. And now he dances into Marin Catholic territory. First and 10 Cardinals as they're into Marin Catholic territory. A great little screen pass. Moran caught it out on the left flat. Went upfield for a gain of 30 yards. First and 10 Cardinals.
A terrific job by the Cardinal Newman offense. When you do these screen passes, the offensive line completely sells out to a side left or right, and it allows the defensive line to crash on the quarterback. So Pavitt was able to get rid of the ball in time, and that gave Moran plenty of space to run upfield with half the defense going after his quarterback.
First big play of the game for the Cardinal Newman Cardinals. First and 10. Pavitt in the shotgun. Throws it now out into the flat, and the ball's caught! And going down the field, and he looks like he might get into the end zone. He's just short. Giancarlo Woods down at the 1-yard line for Cardinal Newman. As Jackson Pavitt went back to pass, he threw the ball a high lob down the left sideline, and Giancarlo Woods went up with two hands, made the catch, ran downfield, and just short of the end zone, he's down. First and goal, Cardinal Newman, as they march up into the formation. And a quick timeout called.
It's going to appear that it's by Newman.
It is. Timeout, Cardinal Newman.
Cronin visibly upset as he runs all the way out into his team's huddle there to correct the mistake. But let's not overlook what a terrific job that was by Giancarlo Woods to haul in that catch. I saw the receivers take off their gloves early, and I know that's going to make a difference with being able to hold on to the slick ball. But then also the second effort to get the ball all the way down to the 1-yard line, making defenders miss, making them look like baby deers trying to learn how to walk for the first time.
Definitely a great two big plays for the Cardinals. Ate up 69 yards as they a short screen to Shane Moran that he ran after the catch, 30 yards. A big pass completion right there to Giancarlo Woods. I thought he might have a chance to get in the end zone, but he fell down just short. The football placed inside the 1-yard line. Interesting call by Paul Cronin. I'm not sure what he was so mad about.
They went with two extra linemen there at the formation, so it'll be interesting to see what comes of it here with the Cardinals.
First and goal for Cardinal Newman. 2 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in quarter number one. The North Coast Section Division IV Championship. Winner moves on into the regional final, and we'll find out when and where that is tomorrow morning.
They get the ball boy out there to switch out the balls, see if he can get a little drier pigskin out there, see if it'll make a difference.
That young man's going to be very busy tonight, I'll tell you. Got to keep dry footballs on the field. Here comes Cardinal Newman. They break the huddle, come up real tight formation. The snap by Pavitt. He's trying to work his way into the end zone, and he is. Touchdown, Cardinal Newman. Cardinals, they're on the board with 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in quarter number one. Jackson Pavitt took the quarterback sneak and plowed into the end zone.
Just what the Cardinals need is to get on the board first. Give the momentum to your defense to go out there, do their job, and get the ball back in the offense's hands now that they've shown they can score.
Ethan Collarborn, the left-footed kicker for the Cardinals, lining up. John Headley's going to be the holder for the Cardinals. Russell, the center. Every point important tonight's game. The snap's good, the hold's good, the kick is right down the middle. Cardinal Newman off to a 7-0 lead here at Santa Rosa High School. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Quick, sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, Yeah.
But?
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks. Provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center. Brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Lark Field hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals just went 75 yards for a touchdown. Two plays ate up a lot of real estate. And Jackson Pavitt on a quarterback sneak plunged into the end zone to break the scoreless tie as the Cardinals lead the Wildcats 7-0. Thanks for joining us here on KSRO, the Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas. Ethan Collarborn. Collarborn ready to kick off. The left footer drives this one deep down the field, and it's taken, and it goes into the end zone. As Spencer Lohrer went back to get it for the Wildcats, he lost his footing. The ball sailed into the end zone untouched, and the Wildcats will come out to take the football, trailing 7-0.
Well, Nick, as we know, when it's dry out, the Turf Monster presents its own challenges, and now just amplify that with the slick surface that's out there now with the amount of rain that we've been receiving.
Yeah, that Turf Monster is going to be very prevalent in tonight's game.
It'll get you.
The rain's been falling all day long, but I got to tell you, it's a synthetic turf here. I walked out on the field. I think it's going to be just fine. Long as the players have the right shoes on and the footwear, I think they're going to be okay. Michael Ingrassi, the quarterback, has been in the shotgun all night. Mateo Perez is running back to the left. One receiver right, one receiver left. Gets the snap. He wants to throw. He throws quickly out in the flat, and that ball sailed over his head. Incomplete. And there's going to be a penalty.
That's a ticky-tack call. I think that ball was completely out of the range within catching. Looks like they're going to get number 23, Hunter Grannis, for pass interference.
That's Ron Ruiz over there on the sideline. Didn't like what he saw, so he threw his flag. It's going to add 10 yards onto it. It's going to bring it. Actually, it's going 15. To be a 15-yard penalty.
Again, just a bad call, Nick. I think that ball was well out of the range of being not catchable.
Yeah, I think that's what Ron didn't like, though. I think he didn't want the defensive back to put a hit on the wide receiver for Marin Catholic. So Ron's setting precedent right now. First and 10 Wildcats. That's going to move the football up to their own 35. Snap goes to Ingrassi and hands it off to Perez. He tries to get around the corner, and he stopped for a 2-yard loss.
A great job by the Cardinal Newman defensive line. Number 50, Connor Williams, and number 54, Mitch Russell there to help lead the efforts for the Cardinals.
Second down and 12. Cardinal Newman defense doing a good job of putting pressure on. Daniel Boyle, the nose tackle, doing a good job of controlling the interior line of Marin Catholic right now. Ingracio again hands it straight up the middle, and another loss. Shooting the gap and coming through untouched.
Number 23, Hunter Grannis, making up for that pass interference penalty a couple plays earlier.
Grannis is a real quick young athlete.
Sneaky fast at 6 feet, 170 pounds.
Third down and 14 yards. Two plays, lost 4 yards. Let's make it third and 14 for the Wildcats. The ball back on their own 31-yard line. 1 minute, 35 seconds remaining here in quarter number one at Santa Rosa High School, the North Coast Section Division IV Championship. And Gracie in the shotgun, looking to pass now. He fakes now, throwing long down the sideline, and the ball's going to be just overthrown.
Looking for number 5, Gavin Cook, but number 11, Jared Doolittle, doing a great job of applying the pressure there. I've been watching Doolittle here on these snaps, and he'll start off in what appears to be press coverage and back off of his wide receiver, almost luring and tempting a pass there from Ingracia. Finally got him to take the bait and overthrew him.
Fourth down and 14. Wildcats will be forced to punt the football. Giancarlo Woods dropping back.
This is right around the time that the Cardinals could use a giant spark from special teams. We'll see what Woods is able to do. Special teams make special plays that win the special games.
Giancarlo Woods is a special player that's made 3 touchdowns this season on kick returns. The snap is high. Javier Martinez's kick for Marin Catholic is going to be... Nice job by Giancarlo Woods. He came up, faked the fair catch. The ball settles right at the Cardinal Newman 29-yard line, and they're going to take over, leading 7-0 with 1 minute and 8 seconds remaining here in quarter number one.
Giovanni Gelati on the coverage there, able to down the ball right at about the 34-yard line, and we'll see what Cronin's got up his sleeve right now and how this is going to galvanize the Cardinal offense as they try to put some more points up on the board.
The last time the Cardinals had the football, they drove 85 yards and scored the only touchdown in the game. Pavitt, the quarterback, in the shotgun. 3 receivers right, 2 receivers left. That's their favorite formation tonight. Pavitt's going to throw. He throws quickly out in the flat, and he overthrows the receiver.
Number 5, Justin LaFranchi, only 5'8". Jackson Pavitt throwing that pass intended for a wide receiver that might have been 6'2", 6'3". So... But I put some of that on the conditions that are out here. A couple balls might get away from him. Some throws are not going to look the way he wants them to be.
Second down and 10. Back onto the field is Shane Moran, the junior running back. 3 receivers right, 1 receiver left. Moran right behind Jackson Pavitt. Second down and 10, 1 minute and 3 seconds. Remaining here in quarter number one, Cardinal Newman leading 7-0. Moran shifts to the right. Pavitt fakes it, comes straight up the middle, found a little crease, and he's going to be stopped right at the 39-yard line. Third down and a long 5 for the Cardinals.
Number 4, Ryan Dolan for the Wildcats, able to meet him right there at about halfway in this down and distance. Pavitt able to get something going. He's got 3 wide receivers to his right now. Sion Nunnally, Ethan Kelly, and number 5, Justin LaFranchi. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a quick wide receiver screen or something coming here.
That would be a great call. The defenders over there, Keikoa Garrido, he's an excellent player. Played in the for the Petaluma Panthers, I believe, in the junior league. Really good player there. And there's going to be a timeout called here by Coach Paul Cronin, the second timeout in the first quarter. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
La Coco's, voted North Bay's best Italian restaurant 5 years straight. Italian-born and New York-raised, Joe La Coco offers an authentic, rustic-style cuisine. Fresh, simple, and local ingredients provide a Northern California accent. Open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Located in the heart of Santa Rosa at 117 4th Street. Call them at 523-2227. La Coco's Cucina Rustica. Enjoy a meal at Northern California's best Italian restaurant.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. Cardinal Newman Cardinals leading the Marin Catholic Wildcats 7-0. Just 18 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. And Coach Paul Newman has spent 2 timeouts here in the first quarter. Looking down there at Paul, he looks really focused tonight. He wants to get off the schneid there, as Michael Barabalt mentioned. He's 0-3 in these championship, North Coast championship games against Marin Catholic, and he is determined tonight to pick, to get this victory.
Focused, mad, it all looks the same at this point in the season.
Third down and a long five. Pavitt with the snap, throws over the middle, it's caught. Here comes Giancarlo Woods. Can he get the first down? He does, and he turns upfield for a significant gain as he goes past over midfield, and he's pushed out of bounds at the Wildcats' 45-yard line. First and 10, Cardinals.
A great job by number 10, Zach Moran, to get a block there right as Giancarlo Woods was making the catch, enabling him to round the corner and pick up the first down before he eventually ran into another teammate, Zion Nunnally, there as he's being pushed out of bounds.
Lining up quickly over the football are the Cardinal Newman Cardinals. Pavitt looking over to the sideline, getting the signal from Coach Paul Cronin. Relays it to the team. Two running backs in the game now. Pavitt shifts Moran to the right, takes a snap, pitches it out on an option. The ball popped up in the air. A lucky break for the Cardinals as Shane Moran was moving upfield. He got hit. Ball popped up in the air, but it came back into Shane Moran's hands, and he's down immediately back at the line of scrimmage. And that'll do it for the end of the first quarter here at Santa Rosa High School in the Division IV North Coast Section Championship. Cardinal Newman leading Marin Catholic 7-0. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.